I'm not sure how much it means to the superpower status of the country, because if two-thirds of the people are doing pretty well, we're going to have a lot of scientists and engineers and economically trained people. It's more of a personal tragedy, I think, for those people who are coming out without the skills to compete in the job force and to get a good job. And it means that they're not going to enjoy themselves in their jobs because they have to take something that may not be what they really wanted to learn. So I think, to me, it's less about trying to remain a superpower than it is about trying to make sure that everyone gets a chance to have a decent education and to make something out of their lives that they'll be proud of and pleased with. I think maybe this goes a little bit more to the general question of the U.S. superpower status, that I'm somewhat of an idealist, and I like to think that, sure, the United States doesn't always wield its power in the best ways, but I like to think that our ideals are good, that what we're trying to do is let everyone in the world have a good chance to enjoy their lives, to be productive citizens. And if we can't even do it with our own citizens, it's going to be hard for us to help the rest of the world do that. So I think we want to make sure that we can give our citizens a good education and help other countries give a good education to their citizens also, so that everyone can get the most out of their lives.